Good morning and welcome to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I hope everyone's having a fantastic start to their Monday. I am Syl Stein and welcome to the show. And I wanted to wish everyone, I hope you all had an amazing weekend. We had a great weekend. And I wanted to also wish a big, big happy birthday to my dear friend and sister. I consider her a sister. She's amazing. Lisa Godoy, shout out to you and happiest of birthdays. I hope you have an amazing one. Also to our priest back in at Holy Family Church, Father Josh, and anyone else celebrating a birthday today, wishing you all the best. We're excited because my husband's birthday is tomorrow. My wonderful husband, Jeremy, will be celebrating his birthday tomorrow. So I'm going to send a big shout out to him, an early birthday to my husband, Jeremy, my wonderful husband, Jeremy. But good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is having a good start to their Monday. I know I enjoyed my coffee in the morning. It's about 11:23 right now in the morning. I was hoping to start the show earlier, but I've had a lot of stuff to work on. And it seems like I got up really early and I still am still trying to get stuff done. There's never enough time in the day. Then work will start in August, which I'm really grateful for. And then, you know, the year, you know, starts again and you're busy and you have lesser and lesser time. So, but I am really grateful to be able to do the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And today I'm going to be discussing The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer by Sandra Schofield. This book was a book that I used in one of my classes back at SNHU. When I was attending SNHU, I was fortunate enough to be able to use this book. It was a primer. It's like a primer for the fiction writer. And it really helped me develop ideas and scenes and different things that happen. And I know we've been using the Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, and Tips and Motivations on Writing. And we'll still be using that at some point, but I wanted to change the pace a little bit. And I'm going to, like I said, because I talk about books and coffee and I need to have author interviews. I'm going to try to set up some interviews, hopefully by the end of this month, at least set up one or two. And then in August, set up a few others. So at least we have a few before the school year starts and then it gets more complicated to do. But I will still be doing the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, even if I have to do it only on the weekends or in the evenings. But I will keep you updated, and there's still a newsletter that will be coming in August. So I will let you know all about that, and then also talk about my wonderful PAs, Samantha Socorso and Tara James. So, and they're wonderful. But I wanted to start first and foremost by saying thank you for all the support of the podcast when you all download episodes and listen. I wish more people were tuning in like they were. There's a few episodes that are really, really high energy and people downloaded them. And I know I'm not really on Twitter. I just can't do Twitter. You know, everybody to each his own. I'm not trying to put it down. It's just for me, it's just not my cup of tea. And I share on Instagram, on Facebook. I need to probably do more on my author page. And I'm going to try to think of other things to do, maybe an ad here or there. But I did want to tell you that I am going to start doing some giveaways here on the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I have done a few, but they've fallen short a little bit because, you know, they're either I do them too quickly or I want people to participate, and I don't mind that the same people participate by no means, but I want more people to do the hashtags and be able, that way I can give you a shout out and you'll have an opportunity to win some mugs. I am going to start at the end of August, I'm going to do a mug of the month and I will be sending the lucky winner a mug. So at the end of the month, we're going to raffle. And those that have participated, if you didn't participate and followed all the directions, you can't be a part of it. It's free, but I will do a hashtag and get all that for you so that you can win a coffee mug for the Daily with Solstein through Anchor FM. I am going to have some mugs hopefully being made, and I'm going to give those away. But more of that later, of course. There's a lot. But I wanted to start with that for the intro of the Daily with Solstein through Anchor FM. And we'll be right back to discuss The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer by Sandra Schofield. We'll be right back on The Daily. And we're back to The Daily with Silstein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And now we're going to talk about The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer. This is a book recommendation. This is not part of a book club or anything. It's just a recommendation for the book. I will have a book club book that I will recommend, but I will do that possibly, if not, let me see, tomorrow's Tuesday, probably Wednesday or Thursday. I'll pick a book that we can read, and that way we can discuss here on The Daily with Solstein through Anchor FM and kind of share our thoughts of the characters and go from there. So we'll definitely have that for our show with a coffee, of course, because I love recommending books. I have always wanted to do that, but wanted to dive into it. It can either be a new book now, or maybe a new author that we'll recommend for the book, and then we'll go from there. So, but for today, it's The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer. And this is by Sandra Schofield. And I'll also share my author journey in the wrap-up, so I can discuss with you what's going on with my books. And this way you all are updated with that as well. Okay, so we're going to talk about, let's start, I guess, because I haven't done this book in a while. Let me see, where do we start here? Let's see. Okay, so I'm just going to read really brief what Sandra Schofield wrote. Introduction to reading writer. The principles that guide that development of this book. A few words about the author, the idea of the book, thoughts on talent and apprenticeship. Okay, so I'm just going to read a little excerpt of what she wrote here. And this is on page, let's see, what page is this? It's one of the introductions. I think it's 11, XI, and it's 10, so this would be 11, sorry, in the introduction. About the book and you. I do have a sense of a you out there, a reader curled on the couch late at night or sitting at a table in the early morning before work. Another walking briskly around the neighborhood, drinking about a story. Some of you take classes or go to workshops, and some have the support of a critique group. But I suspect that many of you are, as I was, solitary, a little foggy, but hopeful and determined. I should say, as I am. You have stories you want to tell, things you want to say, characters who whisper in your ear, but you have problems too, and you would like some help. You already know the old saw about writing being more perspiration than inspiration. And you know about drafting and revising. You've made sacrifices to block out serious time for your work. What you need now is something specific and practical, something to help you think like a writer. You're willing to slave away if someone will just part the curtains a little. Sorry for the background noise. That's what I hope to offer you. Many aspects of writing fiction can be described well, let alone directly taught, but senses have identifiable elements that can be analyzed. I can't tell you how to write your stories, of course, she says. Some writers would say nobody can tell you anything at all, but they tend to be really good writers who don't understand mere morals like us. Mortals like us. So I'll just tell you some of the things I have learned about scenes, and you can move on from there. I don't claim that the observation I make represents the thinking of the writers whose work I use as examples. Maybe they wrote with intuitive genius or with a process I can't fathom. Yet I think you can study or others' writing, identify useful elements of craft, and apply them in your own work. And I'm not alone in their belief. The Canadian story writer Alice Munro says that she enters others' stories wherever she has a notion, as one enters a room in a house. She connects this habit to her ideas about building up a story in her own head. Its soul in a way that leads to its structure. So that's what she says about that. She says, many esteemed writers have paid homage to their own chosen models. Raymond Carver to Chekhov and Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald to Conrad and Joyce, Flannery O'Connor, to Sophocles and Nathaniel West. You will find that this book does not push you toward any particular style, something I think would be impossible. Writers use scenes in their own way, just as they use language in their own way. Some build stories with scenes like Legos piled on one another. Others weave them to slippery ways. So this is what she's saying. And her questions are, these are to help you recognize how much you already know about scenes. Explain important basic principles about the scene, about how the scenes work. Introduce you to concepts you can use in planning or evaluating your own scenes. Show you models that demonstrate those concepts in a wide variety of styles. Suggest numerous exercises to help you develop a repertoire of skills. Give you guides to studying scenes as models, and suggest further reading you can do to study how esteemed authors have used scenes in exemplary ways. So you will know how scenes work, how you can study author scenes, and how you can make your scenes work. So we are going to start. Okay, so then she talks about talent and apprenticeship. Many people question the whole enterprise of teaching writing, and is indeed an enterprise these days, with hundreds of college programs, writing conferences, online courses, and numerous books. Elements of craft can be demonstrated, as they are in every art form, but talent is another matter. We could convene a symposium just to try to define talent. I think of it this way. A person with a talent for writing has a second grasp of language, a love of words, and a natural narrative faculty. A term I borrow from William Sloane in his wonderful little classic, The Craft of Writing. That faculty comprises a love of storytelling and a gift for recognizing, remembering, inventing, and telling stories. A gift you surely have if you are driven to write. It is an aspect of talent you can cultivate by immersing yourself in more reading and in reading more diverse stories, such as those by ethnic and immigrant writers, foreign writers, and other tellers of stories far from your experience. Technique, on the other hand, can be taught, practiced, and learned, whether it is constructing a scene or learning to use repetition for emphasis. My experience has been that an odd thing happens in craft workshops as writers practice their talent flowers. So what should you do? Start by doing an honest assessment of your writing. Show someone you trust a piece of your work that you have taken as far as you can. Don't ask for a critique of the story at this point. Ask instead, can you follow my logic? Am I making mistakes in grammar, diction, or spelling? Do I ramble and get off focus? Does my vocabulary seem up to the job? Where is there grace, precision, beauty in the sentence? Where is there grace, precision, beauty in my sentences? And where are there clunkers? Would you identify some good sentences or passages? Some weak ones? What do you think I do best? If you are weak, work to get strong and get a tough skin. You aren't going to learn from false compliments, and you sure won't get any from agents, editors, or readers. On a couple of occasions, I have worked with students in creative writing who had problems of usage and who were offended when I pointed them out. They felt that dangling principles and lack of agreement between nouns and verbs were minor concerns to be dealt with in editing. I disagree. And then she gives she talks about Frank Conroy, a masterful writer and famed teacher who was long the director of the Writers' Workshop at the University of Iowa. Used to begin his examination of student texts and workshops at what he called the micro level of language, the words and sentences. Clarity and precision at that level are the bedrock of narrative. If you don't think your sentences are up to the work, get some help from a retired English teacher or a recommended grad student or a good composition textbook. So here she's talking about, you know, what the elements are, what you should focus on. So we're going to move on now to sense and structure. So today I'll be right back with why are scenes so powerful. And you may have already heard this before, but I wanted to go back to it. And that's what we're going to start with. And we'll be right back after this intro of The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer by author Sandra Schofield. Now we're moving to the basics, basic concepts about scenes. We'll be back. And we're back to the Daily with Syl Stein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And now we're going to talk about the basics, which is the first chapter in Sandra Schofield's book, The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer. We're going to begin. The basics, basic concepts about scenes. Recognize how much you already know about scenes and identify some basic concepts about them. Why are scenes so powerful? What is a scene? What are four basic scene elements and exercises? So why are scenes so powerful? Let's ask that first. And it says here, it says, the scene is the most vivid and immediate part of the story. The place where the reader is the most emotionally involved. The part that leaves the reader with images and a memory of the action. So that's very, very important. In many occasions, she says, many occasions and events stand out in our minds, and we swear we can remember just what happened moment by moment. How many times have you heard someone say, I walked in on such a scene? Such occasions are memorable because people interacted in emotional, eventful ways. You probably talk about other kinds of scenes that you observed, like the mother-child quarrel in a grocery store aisle that made you uneasy because it went on a little too long, or the magical moment on your beach vacation when you heard tinkling sounds and children singing, and then suddenly the children passed by you, all of them with masks and homemade instruments, bells, combs, and rattles. You remember that the sun was just setting in. In fact, you don't really know what happened. You just know that you were there for it. When you observe something happening, but you are not involved, even if you see only a part of the incident, you sense the thrill of the story. You are passing or intersecting a scene that someone else is playing out. We do this often. Writers notice such moments. Recently, as I waited at an intersection behind several cars, I noticed on my right a driveway in which a woman was standing by a car. The hatchback was open and her arms were crossed in front of her. She looked so stricken. I felt a pang just as I pulled away. I saw a man come to the car and throw a box in the back. I thought of that scene all day. What happened between the man and the woman? Was he leaving and would he come back? Was there some bitter necessity separating them, or was anger fueling his action? So those are interesting questions to ask. And one prime example of this, if you read Paula Hawking's The Girl on the Train, and you meet all the characters, but especially Rachel. Rachel is curious. She's dealing with her own problems, but she's starting to try to find out all these things, or piecing together things and things that she remembers, things that don't. And that's what that reminded me of. It's kind of like when we look through somewhere, we don't know what's happening, but we kind of set up a scene of things that we're seeing or that are happening around us. It says, our memories are filled with images that are doors into old scenes in our lives. A few years ago, I happened to be working on an early draft of a memoir about my teen years when I turned on the television late one night and caught an old movie with Sandra Dee. Just the sight of her round, pretty face brought back the memory of the night at the movies when I quarreled with my first boyfriend because he accused me of being jealous of her. When I got back to my writing, a wealth of details poured onto the page. That recalled incident became an important part of explaining who I was at 15. Because I saw the Sandra Dee movie so many years later, I was able to reconstruct a scene in a car at a drive-in theater. Tap into your own sense of scene. Make it a habit to extend those moments that catch your eye. Follow fragmentary memories back to the place where they hold story. If you are in a writing group, consider an occasional warm-up exercise of telling scenes. No more than 3 or 4 minutes each. Think, begin, middle, and end. Don't digress too much. So that's what she's explaining here. It says take your time with your scene. Observe it and start writing on it and move from there. So we'll be right back with more of The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. And we're discussing the book by Sandra Schofield, The Scene Book, a primer for the fiction writer. And we'll be back. We're back to The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. We're discussing the book by author Sandra Schofield, The Scene Book, a primer for the fiction writer. And we're moving on to the next part where it says, other scenes that stay with us are those from movies we have loved because they are full of heightened emotion and they are visually powerful. List scenes that you have liked, and then try to analyze what was so appealing. You will see that above all else, something happened. Films are built of linked scenes that move a story forward towards its consequences and resolution. Usually we remember the high amount or culmination of a sequence of events. Sometimes it is a tense moment of action, such as when an athlete wins against all odds, or lovers part because great events around them make their union impossible. Basically, all too often, the apprenticeship fiction writer gets caught up in the thoughts of characters and forgets to make something happen in a scene. And then we will be discussing the recommended movies and then the next show. And then we'll continue on with more of the scene book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer, through Anchor FM on The Daily with Silstein. I hope everyone's having a fantastic day, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up. And welcome back to The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. I just want to say thank you for joining me as we begin on another book for writing tips, The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer by Sandra Schofield. We dove into that. I hope to bring you more of that content of my book recommendation. I also wanted to let you know that we are going to do a book club or a recommend a book for book club that we can read and discuss on one of the days or two of the days of The Daily. I'm going to move The Daily to 3 times a week. Starting today, I'm going to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Those are going to be the daily shows. Until school starts, then I'm going to probably have to move it to the weekends or in the evening. But I would like to keep up The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. I also wanted to let you know that I am still working on Battered Mind. I also need the scene book because I've had to go back and work on all of the characters one by one. My editor wanted me to take my time and breathe in the novel. I have more than one perspective with it, so I will discuss more on that on one of the shows. And I also wanted to let you know that my book closure is on Ingram Spark. I'm just waiting for the print copy. I'll let you know when that's uploaded. As far as Chasing Clarity and The Diary of the Broken Father, I'm getting those edited again and reworked. And I've hired or someone's going to be helping me. And I'm so grateful to her for looking through them. And once I have those, I will upload them on Ingram Spark. And there's also many other publishing sites, Ingram Spark, there's Draft2 Digital, there's of course Amazon KDP, and I hope that you'll keep tuning into the episodes. Like I said, I'm going to try to do, like I said, the giveaway at the end of August, the mug of the month, or we're going to do a drawing on that, and then more giveaways and newsletters coming up for The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. I hope you will support the podcast. I hope you'll join me again, and thank you for listening to The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. Have a great one, and it also presents The Coffee Chronicles. I'm drinking my breakfast blend, all right, now another cup. I hope everyone has a most blessed, blessed rest of your Monday. Thank you for tuning in to The Daily with Silstein. Have a great one.